Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel now more than I ever have before that I could stand next to somebody who was saying Black Lives Matter and potentially disagree with almost everything politically that they might stand for, but still understand how when I say all lives matter, that does include Black lives. It doesn't need to be exclusive. I don't need to say, you know, Black Lives Matter, but like now is a time where we could all stand against the destruction that is happening to our country and actually find something to be in unison about.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that we should definitely try to use this moment to unify the country. I mean, it's a little hard to do when you have people who are burning down businesses and mm-hmm. burning down the guard station at the White House and burning down churches. But
yeah.
There's got to be a way that we can come together. And I think once we, you know, I mentioned earlier, but there's some action being taken by law enforcement to find out who's organizing these riots. And I think they're going to hit them pretty hard and take action. Once that element is out, you know, I think we can get back to a culture where we have regular protests that aren't violent, and we can start to address these types of issues because, you know, big spotlight's being shown on this. And this isn't just about the incident with George Floyd. There's been a bubbling below the surface for a long time of discontent among people who have been very upset with the lack of justice in certain cases where, you know, there's police violence and people feel as though appropriate action wasn't taken. And this was just kind of one of those moments that's a straw that broke the camel's back. So hopefully we can kind of refocus our attention on coming together and working towards solutions to try to ensure that these things happen on an even more limited basis.
Yeah, Adrian, I wanted to ask you before we run out of time. You mentioned that the violent protests that are happening, the rioting, that seems like it's more and more being shown to be an organized thing. Maybe not every single person in it is knows they're in an organization, but somebody is helping those things happen. What do you think is the motivation for that? It doesn't seem so clear-cut, red-blue political like we talk about most things. What do you think is the point of that?
So here is, I would say at this point, we kind of have to view everything through the lens of the 2020 election. You know, this is a probably more critical election than even 2016, and all assets are going to be deployed. So we have a lot of people who want specific outcomes, and they're going to exploit whatever circumstances they can to try to bring about the result that they want for their side. So I think we can expect to see even more of that throughout the year. But I think ultimately what's causing this to have been kind of, you know, commandeered by some sort of outside force was people who want to exploit it for, again, political gain because this is an election year. But, you know, again, the families requested no violence. There are a lot of people who don't want to see violent protests. The people who tend to be setting these fires, I think, and causing a lot of the violence are some sort of outside actor. And I think over the next coming weeks, we might get more clarification on exactly who was behind that.
Adrian, I want to ask you one more question before we go, because I've seen there's political connotation that surrounds what we're seeing right now. Everything has political ramifications, like everything in 2020 has political ramifications. But do you think, you know, we've seen Blexit. And we've seen more Black Americans on Twitter making a name for themselves by being outspoken about supporting President Trump. Does what is taking place right now affect that at all? Do you feel as though the president's message has been largely against, like, received by the Black community as pro or anti, or do you think he just needs to step up to do more? How does this all factor into that movement that we've seen where we've expanded, I don't know, what was it, like 5% of the Black vote had gone to Republicans before, and it looked to be 8%, and it looked to be growing. It looked to be expanding. This is a huge issue. Joe Biden is out talking today for the first time in a while. How does this fit into that story, or is it just too soon to see?
Well, I think a lot of it's going to have to do with the response from the White House to this. You know, a lot of people have been expressing online their discontent with the action that's been taken, saying Trump needs to step it up a little bit more. I'm not sure if I do or don't agree with that at this point. But as far as what you were mentioning with the polling numbers, yeah, the GOP typically got, you know, 8% of the Black vote. As of last fall, the president's support had risen up to 34%. This is reported by Rasmussen, the polling company that most accurately predicted the results of the 2016 election.
Yeah, that's seismic.
Just a couple months ago in February, the number was actually up to 46%. But now it's plummeted another 12 points back down to 34%. So it's hard to say. I think that the response of the White House to this and the response of organizations like Blacks for Trump is going to have a large determining factor on what that outcome looks like and who shows up at the polls and who they're casting their ballots for. Because people don't want to feel like they're being pandered to. People are kind of tired of hearing the talking point. Black unemployment's at an all-time low. They want to know what the administration is doing, what other policy priorities the administration has to try to bring about change in the Black community. And the administration has actually made a lot of overtures and done a lot of things, but people aren't really talking about all those other things. So I think it's going to come down to messaging and actually getting in front of people, you know, not just using social media influencers and an online presence in the rallies, but actually going into these communities and courting these people and talking with people, working with people hands-on, face-to-face, addressing the concerns, letting them know that you care, and actually working boots on the ground to earn those votes.
The president needs to speak, doesn't he? Doesn't he have to address the nation?
Agreed.
Come on, dude. Like, let's hear it, President. Let's hear what you have to say and lead us. I think that that's something that we need as a nation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Barack Obama is giving statements. You know, President Trump, in my opinion, should just do a national address and just kind of take some of this stuff head on.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. Adrian Norman, I want to encourage people to check out your fantastic book, The Art of the Steal, Exposing Fraud and Vulnerabilities in America's Elections, a very timely book. And you can catch it on Amazon, and we will share that link on 971talk.com/Annie. Also, follow Adrian at Adrian Norman DC. Thank you so much, Adrian. Always great to speak with you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.